Hey, if you like the show and you want more show, there's a secret way to get... I'm sorry, I'm getting a text message. It's from Patreon. They say, remind people about Patreon. We're doing it!
Oh, God, annoying.
Ugh, they're the worst. Actually, they're the best. It's the only way we fund the show. Head to patreon.com/weofconcerns to find out how you can get bonus episodes and help keep the show going. Can't relate to any of the things that I'm talking about.
Point, I can't.
This is We Have Concerns. Welcome back, Jeff Cannata.
Hey, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Kylo cometh.
He doth. First of all, I want to say thanks to Chris Straub for sitting in. That was amazing.
He was great, right?
Every single person that listened to the episode said that I don't need to come back ever again. All the feedback I got was, no, we're good with you, Jeff. You're fine.
You're fine.
Can leave forever.
You know, raise your kid.
Yeah,
you're good.
You're good.
Chris, yeah, sat in. And of course, if you want to listen and hear more of Chris Straub, you can on 28 Plays Later, on Scared Yet, and on the Chainsaw Suit YouTube channel. Big thanks to Chris for coming and filling in.
It was awesome. You guys did a great job, and I really appreciate that. I wanted to be here, but I wasn't.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Dude, Kylo cometh indeed. Craziness.
So your baby, okay, can I just say number one, your baby came exactly on time.
Well, technically, his due date was the 8th.
Oh, okay.
So he was a little early.
All right.
But he did come on Labor
Day. But that's also... Okay, so number two things are happening here. Number one, he showed up a little bit early because that's what Cannatas do.
Yeah.
Early is on time and on time is late.
That's a Cannata. That's the Cannata mythos.
That's the Cannata work ethic.
That's right.
And then number two, his birth was a dad joke.
That's right. He was born on Labor Day.
Come on.
He's my Labor Day baber. I call him.
Don't do that. This kid has no chance. This kid has no chance
He's
at all.
He's going to love it.
And I remember just like you sent me the text that Kylo was born. And I was just like, well, of course the Cannatas have their baby in a punctual manner. Like, of course they do.
It was intense, man. I don't know if I even told you how it all went down because...
Well, when a man and a woman love each other very much.
Yeah. This was, by the way, a big shock to me about that part. No, the Labor Day weekend on, what was it, Friday of Labor Day weekend, wife was experiencing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how graphic you want me to be about it. It was not contractions. It was like, you know, she thought maybe her water had broken, but wasn't sure. So we went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And we packed up like, well, you know, maybe this is it. So do it like you're going to do it. Like, you know, have a bag of stuff that you're going to, you know, change your clothes, snacks, activities. All
grappling
the stuff.
Hook.
Yeah. All the things you need.
Metal detector.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Road flares.
Yeah. Believe me. And we went to the doctor. We went to the hospital, I should say. Mm-hmm. They checked us in. The nurse came and gave her an ultrasound and said, okay, well, the fluid around the baby, the sac fluid.
The amniotic fluid.
Right. It's a little low, but you seem fine.
But
don't
it's fine. We can top
it.
That up.
Yeah.
And we can we can check the air pressure.
Yeah.
And,
although, set out your flares because we're going to need
set
to
set out your
this
flares.
Right here.
You should really, put on your hazards, lady, because we're going in.
I'm going to be able to take you into the shop. They said, I think you're fine. The baby's not happening.
Mm.
We think you're fine for at least a few more days to a week. I'm going to send you home. But you know what? I'm going to bring in a different nurse that has a little more experience with this, and she'll do a second ultrasound just to be sure.
Because I'm actually 3 border collies in a trench coat, but I really, really have an interest in nursing.
Yeah. They were adorable, by the way.
And pretty on the money.
Really good.
Yeah.
The bedside manner was just fluffy.
Yeah.
So the second nurse comes in. Ultrasound. You know what? I think you're fine, but I'm going to get
But I'm going to get the district manager.
I'm going to get my supervisor in here. She has the most experience of the nursing staff.
I'm just imagining that Mr. Show sketch where a guy needs change for a dollar.
Right,
and the clerk has to call the manager, and the manager has to call the district manager, and the district manager calls the president of the United States.
It got to that point. Because she came in. By the way, it's like 45 minutes to an hour between these the appearances of these nurses.
What?
It's not like we tag out and tag in. They're like, I'm going to get my thing, and they leave, and you're in the room.
She comes back, like, the next nurse comes in, and, like, the baby is in your hands. You had to do it yourself, like you boiled water and like you bit the umbilical cord off with your teeth.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, don't worry, guys, we checked it out ourselves.
Yeah.
Because it's been 9 hours.
Right.
The baby is here.
So that nurse that nurse comes in, does it. You know, I think you're fine, but I'm going to get the attending doctor on staff. You know, so like we're there. It's like 2 a.m.
Your nurses were the Marx brothers. Yeah,
it really was. Yeah. It was like, whoop, whoop. It's like, are you the same nurse with a mustache now?
I've never been a nurse before in my life. I don't plan on starting now.
Right. So that doctor comes in. She's like, you know what? You're fine. I'm going to send you home, but just keep an eye on it. So that whole night was like, oh, well, okay. We got a trial run in, but clearly this isn't going to happen for another week or so.
Yeah.
Next day, I'm playing World of Warcraft.
Like you do.
Like I do.
How's that Legion, by the way? I know we're
so
talking
good.
About your baby.
It's so good.
But like Legion, probably.
No, I'd rather talk about Legion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good. It's the best expansion they've ever done.
I'm sorry, that's time.
I leveled up! I think I just leveled.
Ding! You've gotten even more boring and nerdier.
So, you know, I'm playing WoW. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
With the boys, I'm on doing a dungeon. We're at the end of Halls of Valor, and on the last boss.
Sure.
And my wife. And by the way, I had been saying all along. I think I even said to you, all the stuff I'd learned up to this point about having a baby is that everything you see in the movies is wrong. Like when in the movies, my water broke. Get in the car, and then you drive like a bat out of hell in the car because the water. That never happens.
Hugh Grant's there.
Right.
Maybe you hit a cyclist on the way.
Yeah, and then you have to deliver on the side of the road using the flares that you pack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That never happens. Usually the first part of labor is distraction, and you just are waiting at home, and you're chilling out. Okay. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, playing WoW, on the last boss of Halls of Valor, on Skype with my friends, and wife goes, my water broke! And I'm
ding!
Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, honey. Well, she's like, I think we should go to the hospital. I'm like, we're just finishing up here. The last boss of Halls of Valor.
I just need, look, labor takes a long time. We know this. This raid, like another 45 minutes tops.
Yeah, tops. Come on. We're good. She's like, no, I think we should go now. So I literally left. We get in the car. We had just done it the night before, so we still had all the bags packed. But now it's like there's a sense of urgency because she's like, no, this is real. So the thing that I had heard never happens happened. Her water broke. I'm in the car. I'm like shaking because now I know what the procedure is about. And I'm driving like a bat out of hell. And she's the calm one because she's not feeling any labor pains. Mm-hmm. But we need to get to the hospital because I know that she was low on the sack of water anyway.
Yeah.
So we get there. She's cool. She's not in labor pain. So she's just like happy-go-lucky. We get a room. They're like, okay, well, your water did break. They did the test. Your water did break. And now we're going to have to induce. So we're going to have to give her Pitocin, put her on Pitocin, and start inducing because the baby won't survive without a bag of water.
Yeah.
So that started at like 2 o'clock.
Pitocin is French for grapefruit.
I wish.
It gave her grapefruit vitamin water.
It's just a series of – we had a montage where she was exercising and drinking vitamin water. I wish it had been that easy. No, the Pitocin – so what the Pitocin does is it induces labor, but it induces labor much more intensely than labor would be induced.
Right.
So by the time it like –
So you had
midnight,
3 children.
It actually multiplies your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pitocin multiplies your children.
And they come shooting out like a potato gun.
Yeah.
Like in that. Gremlins 2.
Yeah. So by the time midnight rolls around, like we got some sleep, midnight rolls around, she's been on Pitocin for several hours, and now it's happening. Our doula's there, and from midnight to, I don't know, 4 a.m., I think, she's like experiencing contractions back to back. Like you're supposed to have a downtime between them.
Yeah.
And it was the most intense thing I've ever seen, dude. I've never seen anybody go through that. The way I've been describing it to people is like, you know how you're in college and your buddy or your girlfriend drank way too much,
mm-hmm.
and you're okay, but they are fucking in it, and they're dry heaving into the toilet, and you're sitting there, and you're trying to tell them it's going to be okay, and they're just like, oh, he wants to be over, oh, yeah. You know, kill me, yeah. All that stuff.
I've had a night with you like that.
Very good point. So you remember that night when I was doing that?
Luckily, thanks to your haircut, I didn't have to hold your hair back.
Right.
That was really nice.
Yeah. That is a good point. You did do that for me.
Yeah. So yes, I do know those nights, Jeff.
That's kind of what labor is like, but it lasts for 6 hours.
Yeah.
So I did that for 6 hours with my wife.
Can I sidestep for a second here, please, and ask? What is the value of doula plus hospital?
I can't imagine doing it without a doula, personally. Yeah. Doula is like having someone there.
I feel like the doula is you buy a kiddie pool and you put it in your backyard and there's a water birth and like maybe...
No.
And like maybe like a dream catcher and shit?
That's midwife.
Okay.
Doula is just like someone who's been to a whole bunch of births.
Yeah.
Knows what's going on. Can like knows how to massage your wife for you or with you, and can sort of help translate what's happening, because the doctors are awesome.
So
and
it's
the
someone that's
awesome.
Seen some shit and is ready for a threesome at any time.
Yes,
great,
exactly.
Let me tell you something, buddy. I'm a doula.
You've seen some shit. yeah. So just like the doctors are awesome, nurses are awesome, but they are there to do a job.
Right.
And they don't have time to fuck around. Doula.
Unless it's Patch Adams delivering your baby.
Well, yeah.
Then he has tons of time to fuck around.
Unless you need the best medicine.
Yeah, the best medicine of all.
Oh, yeah, laughter.
Get this fucking baby out of me.
Yeah, but just look at my nose.
Everything's going to be okay. It will be if you just get this baby out of me. I'm wearing clown shoes.
When I blow my horn, you push. Yeah, and the doula was awesome just because she would like, they would do something and then she'd be like, okay, the reason they're doing this is X, Y, and Z, and don't be worried about this. And it was awesome. It was awesome to have her there. And she's there all the time and she's there for you. Like, she's not beholden to anybody else. She's just sort of, and just having someone who's like, I've done this 200 times. Nothing atypical is happening. You're not in any danger.
Yeah.
Because your first time, you're like, everything seems terrible. Like, no, I kept thinking, how did our species survive? If this is the process of procreation, how the fuck did we do it?
It's just like a lot of screaming and pushing and sweating.
It's awful.
And like
it's an
bodily
awful
fluids
thing.
For
yes.
for hours.
Yes.
Not like, I don't know, when you see it in a movie, sometimes they'll like cut away to something and cut back to give you the impression that the person's been doing this for hours, but it's like, you're like, I don't know, really, it's only been 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's like literally hours.
I know. It's insane. And you're powerless as the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Someone you love is in excruciating pain and can do nothing about it. And it's like inspiring and amazing to see them just endure that on a purely physical level. Like they're doing this, they're doing a triathlon in front of you, you know?
I mean, I'm probably going to, when me and my wife have a baby, I'm probably going to sit it out, but that's great.
No, you should. If you can swing that, get the cigars and stay in the lobby.
Because it was beautiful and inspirational. But like if somebody had said, Jeff, you can wait outside.
Oh, I'd be outside in a heartbeat. Don't tell my wife that, but
honey, this is amazing. You're an inspiration to us. I can't believe the beauty and miracle of human life. Mr. Kanata, you can just wait in the cafeteria if you
and
want.
And then all there is that smoke outline of my form from cartoons.
Kapwing!
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Barney Rubble, like indentation of yourself in the wall.
Right. I don't even use the door. There's a whole knee-size hole in the wall. No, I mean, I was glad I was there to witness it. And I did things that I didn't think I would do. Like I cut the umbilical cord. I'd gotten the okay from the wife to not do that if I didn't want to. And I was like,
do you have to go up in to cut it?
No,
you don't go up in.
You never go up in.
No. But that's, like,
I mean, you go up in to start the whole process.
Yeah. There's a large part of it is going up in.
Right.
But like, I always wondered with the cutting of the umbilical cord, like, can you just cut it from anywhere? You just leave that hanging out?
I don't know how they choose the spot, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They do choose a spot. They choose it for you, and then you just cut it. And it's like cutting like a wet noodle. It doesn't cut clean. You have to like work at it. You got to really like saw it off. Yeah.
Do not want.
I didn't think I wanted either.
Do not want.
I was like, there's no way I'm doing that. And then the doctor's like, Dad, do you want to cut the cord? I was like, yes. So,
yes, if this is the end of it, yes. Also, save that placenta. We're eating it.
No way.
We are eating it. We are grinding it into a fine powder, and we are rubbing it on our faces, and we will live forever. This baby is our... When can we start removing vials of blood from this baby to inject into ourselves? Yeah. This baby is our key.
We have a birth plan, and that includes harvesting this baby's soul for
this
our
baby
survival.
Is a battery. This baby is a battery for me and for my wife. And if it can succeed on its own, good for this battery.
Yeah, good for the battery. I'm not going to take anything away for that battery.
No, I want the battery to succeed, but I love myself more than the battery. So it all happens. It's disgusting. It takes a long time. It's inspirational.
It is. I was bawling through the whole thing.
The first time you see your little bloody cone-headed baby, your disgusting bodily fluid-covered cone-headed baby.
Right. He did have a cone head.
Can you describe it to me?
Yeah,
not the baby.
It looks like a human, but it's smaller. It's a lot smaller.
It's like
and softer.
You know when they put that little bit of the thing in the petri dish, and it starts replicating. Yeah. It's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that. In a lot of ways, actually.
So for you, I it is much, and it's okay if you speak in cliches, but the moment you saw the baby,
a baby in the hand,
was
worth two. In the bush.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but
it sounds
dirty.
Yeah, it sounds like you're hiding another baby inside your wife.
I didn't have like a thunderbolt that struck me that changed my worldview. I didn't feel, there was no one moment to point to.
It wasn't like an 80s movie where the moment you hold the baby, you like put your gigantic cell phone away and 60s music starts playing and you realize you've been doing it all wrong.
No, there was no Hugh Grant like batting the eyes moment where he's like, I'm a new man.
Yeah.
It was more gradual than that. And there was a lot of crying. I cried throughout it. And at the end, like I just wanted to hold him, but I will say something weird. And this I will be super honest about. He came out, he goes skin to skin right away, like on my wife's body.
Yeah.
And then I get to do skin to skin right afterwards. So he's like right up on me. I take my
off. You like ripped your shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I was shirtless throughout most of it anyway.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I would be.
Yeah. You know, you have the war paint.
Yeah.
And you want to do all the drumming you can do.
Yeah. You got to bring a real like manly presence into the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You want everyone to know.
All this like womanly baby shit. Yeah. No, this kid's got to know like, oh, that's the father.
Yeah. You know, I peed on him.
Yeah.
And then I placed him directly onto my skin.
Yeah. 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 And then I shot a gun in the air just to let the doctors know where I stand and just let the babies know who was like in charge of the room. And it wasn't the doctor.
No.
Sure. The doctor did all the work. But I'm the boss.
The guy who does the work is never the one who's in charge.
No, God,
no. That's right.
You've learned that very quick, baby. That's an important lesson, baby, and now you know.
What was I saying?
Skin to skin.
Oh, yeah. So I look at him, and I'll be super honest about this. And I'm not proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't look like me. At least I didn't think he looked like me. And there was a moment of like real sadness about that. And I know it's super narcissistic and super weird. Like I wanted to look down and see a little me, or at least shades of me.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Like he was kind of fair. He's kind of his blonde-ish hair.
Sure. But they all do in the beginning.
I know. And he has bright blue eyes.
They all do.
And he looks like baby. Like all newborns kind of look the same. Like they have the same nose because the nose changes because it's there for breastfeeding, et cetera. But he didn't look like me. All and I was like... there was a moment of like,
and I just pushed the little pedal on the trash can and I just dropped it. And I was like, that wasn't it.
Yeah. That was the wrong one.
That was
I'm
not
waiting
it
for the next one.
Enough of this changeling bullshit. Where's my baby?
Where's my baby? And then that's when the shooting really started.
But that is an interesting reaction. And I wonder how much of that is like, I don't know, just instinctive, like, sort of instinctive fear rearing its head, or like just some sort of like, this is huge and this is weird. And like, should I feel a connection already?
Right.
Why doesn't this thing look like me? What's going on?
Yeah.
Like, that's so fascinating.
Isn't that crazy?
To me, because, you know, like you prepared, and before you prepared, you're a pretty smart guy anyway. So you knew that like babies just look like weird capsule toys.
Yeah.
Like, babies just, look, like, not like, Japanese capsule toys, like, shitty American capsule toys.
Yeah, and when it pops out, it doesn't even look human, baby.
Yeah.
It looks fucking bizarre. Like, it has gone through trauma. Like, his face was all puffy, and he, like you said, cone head.
Yeah.
He doesn't even look like how he looks today, which is, like, a week and a half later. Completely different. But, also, that part of me didn't shut off. Didn't the knowledge of that didn't override the visceral reaction of like, oh, I kind of wanted him, kind of wanted me to pop out of there.
Yeah, you like know? Like literally like a tiny you, just that like, so hey,
yeah, that'd be so great.
Hey, did you ever finish that raid in Legion?
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Come on, we can do it together.
Oh, that's what I want so bad.
Yeah.
A little co-op partner.
He just comes out and like, he comes out in cargo shorts and a pair of New Balances.
Oh,
and he's
so
like,
great.
Hey!
He literally has a board game
it's
with him.
It's me, you!
He's like, I set up Lahav!
Yeah.
Can we play?
It's like,
yes, we can!
It's just Mario Kart Double Dash when you pick Mario and Baby Mario.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought
That's
was going to happen.
Yeah. So tell me, you're a couple weeks in now.
Yeah.
Tell me about like the first week. Like, tell me
it's
about
hard,
bringing, because baby's in the hospital for a little bit and then you bring baby home.
Yeah.
Tell me about like bringing the baby into the home.
I mean, it's intense. You like they let you leave with it.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I mean,
just
you're
like,
there
here,
for 2 days.
A human.
Yeah. Now it's yours and don't screw it up. And the transition
like,
between...
We did have this baby in, like, a very particular glass case
yeah.
that we keep babies in, and we keep professionals with this baby.
Yeah.
But we do that for 48 hours, and once we've done that, it's kind of like, you have no training. Why don't you take this baby home?
Right.
Do you have a glass case?
No, I didn't even get one.
Do you have a smock? Have you gone to
no
medical
smocks!
School?
No!
All right, well, have a baby.
Oh, shit.
So you, like, literally open the door... Holding the baby.
Yeah.
You walk the baby across
well,
the
was
threshold.
Well, he was in the stroller.
Yeah.
Because you put him in the... You have to have a car seat to, mm-hmm. to take him home. Put him in the car seat. Car seat goes into the stroller. You bring him in. You take him out. And then you have baby now. And baby needs to eat all the time. All the time. All the fucking time. Like, I think I eat a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's my son, so I guess he takes after me. He's eating all the time. So that means my wife has no rest because it's all breastfeeding at this point. She's in pain.
Yeah.
Like, it's an uncomfortable experience for her just to walk now, you know, she's getting over it, you know, a week and a half later. But everyone's helpless. Yes, we had some family over, which was awesome. And then you kind of don't sleep because you're not just because the baby cries or anything, but because you're amped on this thing of like, oh my God, if I don't look at it, maybe it'll die, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm not watching diligently all the time, you know.
Oh,
because you
shit,
know there's something
man.
Called sudden infant death syndrome.
Yeah,
Anthony.
Yeah. I read and about that in a nonfiction book by Chuck Palahniuk, and the way that happens is you sing it a very particular lullaby and it just dies.
Well, do you know why they call it sudden infant death syndrome, Anthony?
Well, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It's right
because
the
they have no fucking idea why the kid died.
Kid just dies.
Just suddenly it died.
Kid could just die.
We don't know.
Who knows why?
Let's just call it suddenly it died.
Listen, here's the thing. It's
suddenly it died.
It's tiny. It's weak. It can't do anything on its own, and it can't communicate.
Yeah.
We'll never know why it died.
It didn't. It was alive.
It's the dumbest, weakest, least communicative thing on the planet,
yeah.
and it died, and, like, who knows why.
No real cause, but it was super sudden.
Like, even with a goldfish, it, like, you can see fin rot, or it starts swimming in a weird direction.
Or it leaps out of its bowl.
Yeah, like,
you know?
You're like, kid... oh, it's kind of swimming, like, in a weird circle. I don't think my fish is okay. Kid lies there, cries, it's fine. Kid lies there, cries, it's about to die.
We don't
who
know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who fucking knows,
no
man?
Idea. So, yeah, so you get a little, I mean, I've checked... To make sure he's still breathing many times.
I can't even have a plant, dude.
It's hard.
I'm always like, when we get a new plant, I'm like, did I put that plant too close to the window? Did I put it in the wrong window?
Yeah.
How much water is too much water for a plant? Is every plant different?
Yeah.
Is this plant dying right now?
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what I think all the time.
Yeah. And the other thing no one tells you is...
And I am equating the two situations. I think that probably my emotional pain and stress is... equally valid and just as intense as yours.
No, I don't doubt it. I mean, I've seen how many plants you've murdered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
because eventually I snap and I turn on them.
That's why you're a vegetarian.
Because it's all too much.
You want to kill all
of
them.
Yeah. Kill
them.
All plants. Destroy all plants. So, yeah. So, is it like a constant? Would you equate it to phantom cell phone vibration all the time?
Hmm.
Or would you equate it to literal edge of panic attack all the time?
It's the second one.
Yeah.
It's the second one. It's the like.
It's not like a, I'm pretty sure I should check on the baby, like in the back of your head. It's literally like, oh God, oh God, oh God, the baby.
Yeah, it's more like everything you do. It's like if you have a big term paper coming up in college and your friends are like, can we do something else? And you're like, the whole time you're doing something else, you're like, fuck, I'm going to have to do that term paper.
Yeah.
None of what I'm doing now is fun even because I'm so stressed out about the term paper.
Yeah. Except for WoW. Of course, you could still
play
WoW.
No, I'm still doing WoW.
Yeah. And you don't even think about the kid.
Oh, God, no. Why would you? I mean, I'm getting some fat
boots. You got to focus. You're there for the guild.
Yeah.
So this is like a constant. And I mean, the baby's... does your baby sleep pretty well for a baby?
He does. He does pretty well. I mean, if you know, that's like 3 or 4 hours at a stretch, which is pretty good.
And are you guys trying to do that thing? Oh, you sleep when the baby sleeps.
Yeah. It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that. But we're getting a little better. You learn over time and each day, like I think we're a little better at it, but it's intense, man.
So baby is mostly awake, mostly in need of things.
No, he's asleep a lot.
Okay.
But when he's awake, he also loves to sleep in your arms.
Sure.
So that's a thing. Like even when he's asleep, it's not like you can just set him down, and walk away.
Why not?
Because he doesn't like that.
But what if you do it gently? Does baby know?
He knows.
How does
he's
baby
force
know?
Sensitive.
Well, baby just, but you baby sleeps.
Yeah.
Slowly put baby down.
Yeah.
Baby wakes up. Baby still sleep?
No. Most of the time not. Most of the time baby wakes up when you set him down. He's like, I loved those arms that I was just in. It was super warm and it was like the womb and I loved it.
Have you considered going on Craigslist and looking for old like crash test dummies or mannequins?
Good idea though.
And just like putting baby in those arms?
Just like warm them. Like get a blowtorch.
Sure.
Warm the outside of the crash test dummy.
Yeah.
And then lay baby in those arms.
Or just like blanket in arms and then baby in blanket. I don't know.
You can't do baby in blanket because baby will literally die.
What do you mean baby will die? Babies in blankets all the time.
No, they do the swaddle, which is super tight.
Yeah.
But if you do like the swaddle, yes.
Yeah. Swaddle, then in crash test dummy arms.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah. You got to warm those arms, though.
Or like a martial, like one of the rubberized martial arts mannequins, so it feels a little bit normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
I'm just thinking. I don't know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm
those
thinking about you, buddy.
Solid ideas.
Yeah, and then you can like put baby in arms and like go out for a few hours.
Do the martial arts dummies have arms though? I thought they were all armless.
You can get the ones with arms.
You can?
Yeah.
But that's a special martial art. That's like judo.
Yeah, it's like judo arms or something. I don't know. I think I've seen them. I think you can do it. I think they're out there.
All right. Baby judo dummy.
Yeah.
Blanket.
Yep.
Warm arms.
That's it. And I think I've solved parenting. You can probably come back in 16 to 18 years.
Well, I'm really glad we had this talk.
Yeah. But at the end of it, though, I don't know, man. Like, just...
It's still happening. There's no end of it.
No, but, like, it's... For me, it's the end, because I'm getting bored. But I gotta know, like, do you... All big things that happen in life, everyone, you know... When you think about things like graduations and marriages and first jobs and all these first time you lose a loved one and all these things, everybody goes, I don't know if I feel any different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I feel any change in myself. I don't know if I feel any different. Do you feel any sort of change? Like, are you different other than just being exhausted?
I'm tired. That is true. I feel that different. I guess my priorities are a little different because as much as I want to be doing the stuff that's for me, the stuff that's for him like comes first and it doesn't even, it's not a question.
Yeah. Like it doesn't bug you. There's no second thought about it.
No. And like waking up, it's...
So that's not a change you notice, but that's a big change.
I'm a person that loves sleep.
Yeah.
And I hear his little voice and I'm up. Like I'm up. There's no, oh, fuck. I'm just... And maybe that'll change. Maybe I will get more annoyed or whatever. But right now, I'm on, you know, 5 hours of sleep, which is like half of what I normally would have.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not, there's no complaint. It's not, it's weird. I mean, it sucks, but it's you just do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Do you think you love your baby more or less than I love my dog?
I think you love your dog a lot.
I know.
I couldn't qualify your dog love.
No, he's a perfect prince.
Yeah.
It's good that you didn't answer that question. Well, gosh, man. So, number one, welcome back. And
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hold and shake your baby.
No.
With love.
The first one's fine.
You hold a baby.
Yeah.
And then you shake it to show it you love it.
No.
And then
when
you shake it and it laughs and you laugh and like you just have a great time shaking the baby.
No.
No?
That's not at all right.
Okay. All right. So no holding, just shaking.
No. You can do the first one. It's the second one that you can't do. The holding is fine.
Okay.
The shaking bad. Shaking bad.
Well.
Holding.
Have you tried? Because I mean agree to disagree.
The problem is you only get to try that once.
Because if the baby doesn't like it, it's like, pfft,
yeah,
no more
enough
from
with
you.
The shaking.
Yeah, hand me to a better shaker. Don't shake a baby, guys. No, so congratulations. I am actually psyched to meet little Kylo.
Yeah, man.
And he will always be Kylo.
He is psyched to meet you. One thing that I love about him so far is that he seems really chill with people. Like you can hand him around, he doesn't complain. He's a pretty cool old dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to have you back.
Thanks.
You guys, we will probably be on a continued, reduced episode schedule.
Yeah, short term.
Yeah, probably just, for at least a week, maybe a couple weeks, and we'll try to bring in some guests as well while we get everything back up to speed. But, it was really funny, man, because, right before you have the baby, do you remember me asking you? I was like, should we schedule someone else? And you're like, no, God, no. I'm going to have this baby. I'm going to go in and I'm going to record the show. I don't even think we need to worry about that. And then you had the baby. And I was like, hey, Jeff. And you're like, yeah, I have a baby.
Yeah.
This baby is the coolest and best thing. Yeah. And I'm just going to stay with this baby, if you don't mind.
That's exactly how it went down.
This baby needs work. And
you're
love
so,
the
hey,
work.
About tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, I'm not coming.
Yeah, not coming in, man. So, let me tell you something. We as a community of concerned citizens and as a community of patrons, we can be better than the American healthcare system. We can give somebody a little bit of part-time paternity leave, I think.
Yeah,
so bear with us. We're going to try to keep to as regular schedule as possible. But if there's a hole here and there, you know why. There is a baby, and the baby is all consuming. Thanks, guys.